Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Well, hi. I'm so glad you're joining us again here on the Heartfelt Podcast. Yes, I am Dr. Joneal Kirby, and you will hear me on this podcast every week as we try to bring you some information, inspiration, and encouragement. But I think I may need to change the name of this and call it On the Road with Honey. I say that because right now I am driving to Texas where my three grandsons and granddaughter live, and I'm going over there to spend just the night with them and get to see them. And this is something that I love doing, being on the road to go see my grandchildren. And so while I'm on the road, I am recording this so that you'll be able to have a new podcast to listen to. And I'm stuck in traffic. I know that's not a great reason to do a podcast, is it? But it's a great time to do it because I'm moving at about 3 miles an hour and traffic is going so slow. And so I am going to be careful while I'm recording. So please don't be worried about me. I'm going very, very slow and cautious. But I had this on my heart this week. So I thought, well, I may not be able to have time the rest of the week to do this, so why don't I just take advantage of this time where I'm creeping along, and according to the GPS, I use an app called Waze. This is going to go on for about 17 minutes, which is about the length of a good podcast. So what I wanted to talk to you about is this climate of our culture in which we are raising our children and our grandchildren today, and how disturbing it is to me. I don't know if you know much about me, but I will be real honest and upfront and tell you I'm not a spring chicken. In fact, I just had my 67th birthday. My husband and I have been married 44 years this summer. And so I've seen a lot of life, and I've done a lot of things in my lifetime. And I have the great honor to tell you that I was a child raised in the 60s. And that social upheaval that happened in the 1960s with the ending of the Vietnam War, the hippie movement, drug, sex, rock and roll, everything that you could just say epitomized what that decade was like, was when I spent my junior high and high school years. And I graduated from high school in 1970, right at the end of the 60s, and went into college right at the time also when the Equal Rights Amendment was waving the huge flag, or the symbol that they used was women waving their bras, which that didn't last very long. We do need our support, don't we? But because I was a teenager growing up in the 60s, we did really think that social upheaval was going to be the defining moment for our generation, and it definitely was. And it changed not just many of the people that grew up during that time and who they were going to be as they matured into their young adult life and then became parents and husbands and wives. But it is also nothing like what is going on in our culture today. Because even during the 60s, there was a morality that the older generations would look on what the younger generations were doing and say it was a rebellious younger generation. Whereas today, the baby boomer generation, which is my generation, are now the grandparents of the young people today in their teens and 20s. And we don't hear that outcry from our politicians, from our entertainers. We don't hear that outcry anywhere in the media that we have a rebellious younger group of people, because now it doesn't matter what you do. We don't have a moral climate. So socially, that means that there are very few standards now that the society as a whole agrees to and holds even our society to. In fact, as we saw in 2015 when the Supreme Court decided to legalize the definition of marriage changing from being a man and a woman married to it could be two men married or two women married, that was really just the cap on the declining morality of our American society. And I know you must realize this. This is happening, that the young people that are growing up today, and I'm talking about, let's look at the 10-year-olds up to those in their middle 20s, that young age group of about 15 years, they're growing up in this culture as this is their norm, because they've never known any other America, any other culture, any other society. So they can't compare this to what was before this as you and I might can do it. The reason that's important is because we have a history with living life in this country when a biblical standard, even just a moral standard, was the way we lived life with one another. And that world in America is no longer there. We call this the postmodern culture. And basically, the postmodern culture, which is coming out of what has been considered the scientific culture, the modern world was issued in by the scientific method. Anyway, that's a huge, long philosophical thing I'm not going to go into. But if you want to study postmodernism, you'll understand that. But we are called a postmodern culture now, which means we are now rejecting the absolute truth that science had ushered in and we believed in our country for about 150 years. And now we live in an age where truth is relative. There is no absolute morality. There's no absolute truth. Hence, we are now raising our children and our grandchildren in a world, in a society where it is possible to do things that other generations in years past would have been astonished, would have been shocked at, and even said, you know, it was an abomination, it's aberrant behavior, it's rebellious, no one acts this way. But now in the culture, it's accepted and often applauded, even if it looks as something atrociously wrong. No one wants to use the word wrong or right. Now it's all relative based upon your own feelings, your own experience. What works for you, it's okay as long as it works for you. The reason I'm saying that today, why I want to talk to you about that in this particular podcast, is because my ministry, Heartfelt, presents a conference almost every year. And this year, our theme is called, I think I've decided we're not going to talk about, I'm just going to say it. We're going to be talking about truth and sexuality and the culture. And we're going to do it from the standpoint of what does the Bible say about sexuality and our culture's view of sexuality. And the reason I was kind of hesitating about that is because as I've talked about this conference coming up, I have noticed that some people get a little squeamish when we said they say the SEX word out loud. And I understand that. I'm sensitive to that. So I want to be careful. And if you're, listening to this podcast where maybe some of your younger children are hearing it, I apologize that I didn't give you any fair warning on that I was going to actually say that word. In our doing promotion spots, through like our local radio station, we're having to be careful about the wording of it. But basically what I'm telling you is we're going to talk about these hard things at this conference, and it's in September. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in just a minute about where it's going to be. I wanted to say this to you today because we have to talk to our children about these hard issues, these tough topics. We have to learn the dialogue that we need to use when we're speaking to our young people so that they will hear us also. If we are to approach them in a way that our children, our grandchildren, the young people that we may have an influence on in our workplace or our church community, our neighborhood, the children of our own friends, if we want to have an audience with them and be an influence in their life, we have to learn how to speak with them about these tough things with the right heart, the right tone, and the right information. And I find that the women that I've talked to oftentimes don't feel like they have enough information to be able to speak about these tough topics. So that's what we're going to do in our conference. We're going to present to you information, resources, actual dialogues. We are going to give you conversation starters, and we're going to give you lots of information in this conference to help you be prepared to have talks, to have conversations, to have ongoing dialogue with the children in your life so that they will understand what the truth of God is and will not have any questions about it that they can't themselves find the answers for, and that they know that they can trust you and other adults to tell them the truth and have the biblical knowledge to be able to answer questions that their own friends may have. It's very, very important. And God put it on my heart several months ago that we needed to have experts come to our area to help us with this really hard issue. It's tough for families. And I'm hearing more and more stories of families that are having to deal with the topics that when the Supreme Court made that ruling about same-sex marriage, it did redefine not just marriage the way Americans think about it legally. It also started redefining it, even in the minds of some Christians. So we have to talk about it, and we as Christian women need to be informed, but we also need to be encouraged and inspired that we can do this. God is not a God of confusion at all. And Satan will whisper to us and out now lie to us, and he will tell us and our husbands and our children that we really are out of date, or that we don't have the right biblical understanding, or that we're being foolish or even unkind and unloving if we stay with what we know is the biblical truth and what God says about men and women and sexuality and about marriage. We'll be called old-fashioned and prudish and ununderstanding, all kinds of things. And we need to understand that we can stand up for the truth, that we can be gracious and kind and loving to people while we teach them the truth of the Bible about many of these issues which are in controversy right now within the Christian population. So I want to tell you about my conference, Heartfelt's conference, that we'll be having, and invite you to come. The conference will be on September 20th and 21st at First West Church, First Baptist Church of West Monroe. The tickets are now on sale at our website, heartfeltministries.org. That's heartfeltministries with plural.org. And you can go there to get your tickets. There will be two different types of tickets. One is for our pre-conference, and I really, really want you to be there for the pre-conference. It's on that Friday afternoon from 1 to 4. Preston Sprinkle, who right now is the lead scholar, biblical scholar, who is speaking on this issue. And if you will look him up, Preston Sprinkle, you will see the many wonderful groups and organizations who are using his books and his talents to help their churches and their people to navigate these tough waters. But we're very blessed that Preston's going to be with us. He'll be with us on Friday and Saturday, but specifically on Friday afternoon from 1 to 3, and it is a separate ticket for the pre-conference. He is going to speak to us about how we can address the issues that are around same-sex attraction that many of us have seen our loved ones, as well as people in our churches and community and people we know around us, struggle with this. And he's going to teach us what we need to do, what we need to say, what the biblical truth is. And I think you will be so blessed when you hear Preston talk. And I do encourage you to get his book, People to be Loved, and read it, because I know my reading it has helped me tremendously in knowing how to address this issue from a biblical as well as from a very understanding perspective, while staying very firmly with my feet on the truth of God. But Friday night, Preston will speak again, and then we have a special guest coming. It's Will Graham. He is Franklin Graham's son, Billy Graham's grandson, and he is a powerful pastor, and he is going to bring the Word of God to us on Friday night. And I know you will be blessed by our praise and worship that we will have that night. And then Saturday, Preston will be back with us on Saturday morning, and then you will be so incredibly encouraged and blessed by Shannon Etheridge, who is going to be speaking to us about all things biblical concerning sexuality. And I encourage you to bring your friends, your family, your children 13 and above, and come and spend the day with us. So go to the website, heartfeltministries.org, and get your tickets. And if you have any concerns at all, you can email me. My email is there on the website also. And ask your questions. Tell me what your concerns are, and let me answer those and help you to clear your mind of any concerns that you might have. Please spread the word for us. Buy your ticket and then tell someone else you did. That will help us get the word out. We are especially wanting all ministry leaders, youth ministry, college ministry, family ministry, any leaders in your church to be there for the pre-conference to hear Preston speak. Especially our youth and college ministers are dealing with this, with the children and youth, the teenagers and college age kids on a daily basis. I listen to them, I hear what they're telling me, and they need to be at that pre-conference to hear Preston speak God's word and the truth about these heavy issues. And I think they will all be so blessed and encouraged by knowing that God has this figured out, and we are not going to become anxious and worried and believe that we are not going to be able to save this generation from this sinful behavior. But yes, we are. We are. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, and the loving presence of Jesus Christ, we will be able to continue passing the faith of our great foundation of faith in God and our biblical knowledge on to the next generation. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope I've been a blessing in some way to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all of the modern, the contemporary ways that we have of communicating today. And I thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today. Now go out and have a God-blessed day.